There are two parshas of Rosh Hashanah in the Torah, parshas Amar and parshas Pinchas. There are three major parshas Hamodim in the Chumash, three major presentations of the Yom Tovim in Vayikra, in Bamidbar, and in Devarim, parshas Amar, parshas Pinchas, parshas Re'eh. As an aside, it's worth considering for some other time why that is, why it is that the Yom Tovim appear predominantly in Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim. Obviously, Pesach appears significantly in Bo because of the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there are small references to Yom Tovim later in Chumash Mos. But the major parshas Amod in Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim, while Shabbos appears repeatedly, heavily in Chumash Mos more than anywhere else. There are at least four major parshas of Shabbos in Chumash Mos. B'shalach with Aman, Yisro and Aseres HaDibros, Parshas Kisisa, where the focus is on Shabbos as an os, and in Vayakel, where Shabbos presented side by side, shoulder to shoulder with Mishkan, which, as you know, the Gemara Shabbos Mem Tes says, that becomes the source for all the halachas, the whole, how we define Lamatas Malachas. So it's fascinating. Shabbos makes its home primarily in Chumash Mos, and the Yom Tovim are predominantly Vayikra V'Bedvar. Something to think about. We're going to be having a lot of interplay of Shabbos and Yom Tov over the next couple of weeks. Maybe something to try to figure out. Rosh Hashanah in particular appears in Vayikra, Bamidbar, but not Devarim, because each of those three parshas Hamodim has its own flavor. Emor goes through all of the Yom Tov from the focus on Mitzvah Sayom. Pinchas, as you know, focuses primarily on the Karban Musaf of each Yom Tov. And Re'eh reviews specifically the Shalosh Regalim. So there's an interplay of the Mitzvah Sayom with the Mitzvah Leil Regel. Rosh Hashanah is a Moed, it's a Yom Tov, but it's not a Regel, which is why it does not appear in Re'eh, but does appear in Emor and in Pinchas. And I thought maybe this morning, the last Thursday morning of Tashin Ayin Tes, there are certainly important Rambans, beautiful Rambans in Parshas Yitzchak. Maybe we would turn our attention instead to Ramban and Parshas Emor. Take a look here. Perek Chav Gimel. Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. Aver B'nei Yisrael Lemar. You have a mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Moshe Rabbeinu instructions to convey the following to the Jewish people. V'chodesh Hashvi'i V'echad V'chodesh Yih Lachem Shabbason. The first of Tishrei is a day of Shabbason. It's a day of not doing Musisi Melacha. And not only are you not going to do Melacha, but Zichron Shuvah Mikra Kodesh. It would be a day of Zichron of Shuvah. Zichron of, you would translate blow of the shofar. And after having given us a mitzvah asay of not doing Melacha, Shabbason, Torah goes on to have the mitzvahs losas say, Kamalakas avodah losas. And finally, be crafting Ishalasha. The mitzvah to bring special karbanas. If the parshas pinchas, they have all the details of the Korban Musaf. The Ramban, Ramban opens by talking about Shabbason. That's something maybe for a different time, but that's an issue that cuts across Shabbos and the Yom Tov. What exactly is Shabbaton? The mitzvah to have a Shabbaton. The mitzvah to have a Shabbaton, every single Shabbos is Yom Tov. Rabban said, very famous ideas, not for now, in terms of what does that add, what does the mitzvah say add over and above the law? Kamalach is Havod Lo Sasu. Sort of similar to what we thought about when we opened the Sefer Shulin, the law of the veil is the mitzvah of Shita. According to the Rambam, what are the mitzvahs she has? The Rambam has some very beautiful things to say. But right now, we will get to that Emirat Hashem, but not today. Right now, I want to focus on his comments on the most Rosh Hashanah specific part of this pasuk. Zichron Trua. Zichron Trua. How do you translate that? What bothers you about that phrase? What do you say? Zichron Trua. Right. What does it mean? Yosef Parshas Pinchas is the other Parsha Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Torah refers to it as Yom Truah Tielachem. As a matter of fact, I was looking around earlier this week for the Sefer HaChinuch on Shofar. Sefer HaChinuch is the Sefer HaMitzvahs, written by someone who was a Mideis and Joshua Shal Ramban, uses the Rambam's count of Tariag Mitzvahs, but arranges them a Seder HaPsukim. That's one of the major chidushim of Sefer HaChinuch. Another major chidush is that he focuses not only on the source and the halachas of each mitzvah, but the hashkafa behind each mitzvah. Or the sharashim, how does the mitzvah shape me? So I was looking around for the chinuch on shofar. It's not in emor. It's in Pinchas. Because although Pinchas is mostly musafin, the opposite of the Torah says, Yom Truah Tiyelachem. It's to be a day of Truah, and that's the most direct sivui for the mitzvah shofar. So the Sefer HaChinuch counts the mitzvah shofar as mitzvah 405, Tafhei, in Parshas Pinchas. I hear also, well, here we have Zichron Truah. What does that mean, Zichron Truah? So you would point out, it's sort of like a funny, it's a portmanteau, like a funny combination of words. You're supposed to remember to blow, don't forget. That's what it means. Zichron Truah. It's a blowing of remembering. Remembering to blow. Remember and blow. Yeah, what do you say?
Maybe it means like remember the
blow. Ooh, okay. Maybe it's remember something else. Remember an earlier blow. Interesting. So let's take a look. So Rashi, Kedarko Bakodesh, as you've been trained for many years, Rashi makes comments, particularly true in Gemara too. Tosis Gemara does it also. But particularly Rashi and Chumash will give you brief, terse comments that are usually not just an idea, but solving a problem. Zichron Trua, Zichron Psuke, Zichronos, Psuke, Shofros. Psukim of Zichronos, Psukim of Shofros. That's interesting. Now, how's he translating Zichron Trua? He's understanding that the terminology Zichron Trua, as opposed to just Trua or Yom Trua, is referencing the additional aspect of Kiyah Shofar that the Mishnah has mentioned in the last parak of Rosh Hashanah, namely that we have Tkiyas al Seder HaPsukim. We don't just blow Shofar independently, and we were talking about the other day, we blow Shofar in the context of Shema Esrei, but specifically in the context of three sets of Psukim. Psukim of Malkiyas, Psukim of Zichronos, Psukim of Shofars. And we a little bit similar, perhaps, to the mitzvah of Kiddush, where we don't just avoid doing malacha, but we explain, we articulate. The mitzvah of Kiddush is to articulate the significance of this Shabbos that we're about to engage in. So we don't just blow shofar, especially as we've seen the other day, the Rav's idea, it's a wordless tefillah. We don't just blow the shofar and let it be. We are going to explain. We blow the shofar in the context of Sukkim built around 10 Sukkim each for three different themes. Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofar. So Rashi is referencing that. Now, how does he translate Pasuk? How does the answer answer the question? I didn't explain Zichron. What does the word Zichron mean? Zichronos, maybe. Zichronos. Then he mentioned Shofros also. Maybe. And then he also mentioned Lizkara, this is along with what Kobe was saying, Lizkara Lachem Akedas Yitzhak. Shekarev Tachta Ayah. The shofar is a zichra, reminds of the zichus of Akedas Yitzchak, one of the great moments in Jewish history, one of the greatest early events of Mesiras Nefesh, which became a model for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, and became a zichus for Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. So how is a shofar a reference to... Takei Zitzchak, because as we know, the end of the story is that the actual Karba, Avraham Avinu was prepared to offer Yitzchak, and he actually offers a substitute, which is the Ayel. So the Ayel, so we blow a shofar, which is a reference to the substitute, the stand-in for Yitzchak. Yeah, why is he mentioning this here, by the way? It's a beautiful idea, an important idea. Why is it in Rashi here? Think. What question is he answering? Why Zichron, right? Why Zichron? Maybe it's another pshat, and this is what Kovi was saying. Maybe Zichr and Trua, it sounds like Rashi is giving two different pshatim. Either Zichr and Trua is a reference to the Zichronos, or the notion that we frame the Tkiyas within the context of the Psukim, or that it's meant to be Mazkir, the Zichus for us. And the Trua, you were saying before, maybe references back to Har Sinai, or maybe references back to the Zichus HaKedem. And you see on the bottom, by the way, here we're looking at the Masada of Cook, Taras Chaim edition, so you see in the footnotes, they tell you. The first line comes from a Taras Kohanim, the second line comes from Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So one is in the Sifra, and one is in the Bavli. As an aside, it's worth knowing, Rav Shavel, whose edition we usually use for the learning Rabban, also put out an edition of Pirush Rashi al Torah. It is a fantastic introduction. An introduction to learning Rashi al Torah with mature eyes. And he points out that, I think he says, more than 95% of what appears in Rashi al Torah is direct quotes, or almost direct quote summaries of Perushei Chazal. It's actually a lot like what the Rambam does. He doesn't make the point, but Rashi and the Rambam are both curators of Chazal, carefully choosing lines from Chazal to put together. And he points out, every once in a long while, Rashi will give his own shot, Mamish's own shot, but the vast majority of the time, what's the contribution? He's just quoting Chazal. No, the contribution is Melechus Borer. Because from 10, 15, 20 different comments on a pasuk, Rashi will pick this one. Rashi will pick that one. Sometimes we'll put them together even in interesting ways. It's the curation,
which is oftentimes the, as with the Rambam, it's oftentimes the greatest contribution. Okay, so that's what Rashi says. So Rashi already gets us thinking, just one quick Rashi, we wouldn't have stopped to learn it carefully, we would have just sort of zipped by. It all sounds very familiar. If you actually stop to look and read with open eyes, say, hey, Rashi's bothered by a pasuk that we say in davening often, but if you stop to think about it, is a puzzle. And Rashi's giving two solutions. Let's take a look at the Ramban. Turn the page, because as I mentioned, Ramban's begins his perish on Pasuk Chavdal with a discussion of Shabbos Son, and what does that mean, and what's being added to Isser Malacha, or to something beyond Isser Malacha. They have it in Mitzvah Saseh, in addition to Mitzvah Saseh. So let's put that aside, and we'll come back to that later in the year. But for now, see down to the bottom of the first column, Zichron Trua. He begins by quoting Rashi, Tzuki Zichronos, Tzuki Shofros, Lizkar Lachem, Kedah Zichron Shakar Tavtavai, Lashav Rashi. So, Rambam is number one. What's the first thing that's odd about Rashi? The Chronos and Shofros. Mm-hmm. Well, how many brothers did Rashi have in his Musaf? Rosh Hashanah. Only eight? Or nine? What happened to Malchus? I had Sarah Parabla become Suki Malchus, but not Medrash. Shalo Yitav, and she Yazgar Kassim Sukha as a Chronos for Shofros, but Lo Yazgar Malchus. It can't be that Torah is referenced only to them. Zichron Trua. It's the Chronos and Shofros. What happened to Malchus? And he says, Kardosho is not possible. Why don't tell the Zikaron of Nehashem and Lokeda? A possible is a Chubish Bamidbar. Zikaron and Lokne Hashem and Lokeda. Shein Tabu Lomar Chazal Kabin. Why do you have to say, Nehashem and Lokeda? Mal Tabu Lomar Nehashem and Lokeda. Why do you have to end with that phrase? Zebinab Kamako Shahata over the Chronos at the Samech Lahem and Samalchus. Rosh look, this comment of Chazal, this Bryce appears both in the Sifra, or Taras Konim, or the synonyms. Sifra and Taras Konim are the two names for the Medrash Halacha or the Midrash Halacha of Chumash by Yikra. So both the Sifra, the Taras Konim, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah both quote this equation, this Binyanab. Based on that pasuk in Bahaloscha, by Midbar Perek Yud, you know that whenever you see Zichronos, it comes together with Ani Hashem Lokeichem, meaning Malchus. So Rabban says, you look at this Rashi, it's a little funny that he gave me two-thirds of the story. He only mentioned Zichronos and Shofar, he didn't mention Malchus. Okay, maybe because he's primarily saying Pshat in the Pasuk. This Pasuk doesn't mention Malchus explicitly. It's only because you have the patch
from Baaloscha. But he says, you know what? Aval kalze asmachna midivrehim. The truth, the Ramban says, is this is not pshat in the pasuk. Zichron, trua, zichronos, shofros, malchus, all of that, those dinim are not, it's not pshul shal mikra. It's not even a drasha gemura. Not a drasha that works with the rules of yugal midas shaitan drashas behen, which would therefore generate a din daraisa. No! It doesn't generate a din daraisa. How do I know? Because he says it's a gemara. Now again, there is discussion in Rishon about this gemara. Rabban reads this gemara the following way. Mefurish amru holchum makim shatokim and holchum makim shemavarim. So the Befei Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, what if you have two options? I can go to Shul A or Shul B. I can't go to both. In opposite directions, not at the same time. You can pick one or the other. In one place, you have a shofar. In the other place, you have a chazan who actually knows Malchus, the throws and the shofars. Remember, nowadays you get printed Machzor of a dime a dozen. Or $100 a dozen. Whatever. Nowadays, printed Machzor are easy to come by. But Kufas HaChazal, the Siddur, the Machzor, was not written down. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. You had to memorize. This comes up often in Brachas, in Yuma, in Rosh Hashanah. There's an assumption, if you don't realize, many sigils are hard to understand, until you chab. But Tekuvas Chazal, it wasn't a simple thing to know how to daven, because you had to know it Baal Peh. So we daven with Sidurim for a couple of years, for 5 years, for 10 years, for 20 years. Eventually, you begin to know the Nusach of Shemoneh Esrei on your own. Weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Maybe you have a good memory Shabbos. You really good memory. Maybe you'll know Yom Tov also. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Who knows Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening by heart? So there are these rare chazanim. Umamish, and there are stories. You go to Yad Vashem. You can see Machzor of Yom Aron that were written in the concentration camps by hand from memory. By rare chazanim who actually knew the machzor inside out. But that's rare. Most people don't know the Musaf Rosh Hashanah Shemoneh Esrei that you say twice a year. Most people don't know that by heart. So the Gemara says, what do you do if you can either go to Shul A over there or Shul B over there? Shul A over there, they have a shofar. But they're not going to say machzor zichron and shofar. They're not going to say it. Not they don't believe in it. They would love to say it, but they don't have anyone who knows it by heart. Shul B has someone who knows it by heart, but they don't have a shofar. I can either make a tchum Shabbos, I can make a tchum to go this way, I can make a tchum to go that way. I have to make a choice. Which one do you pick? Shofar or Malchus Zecharos and Shofars? So the Rabban says, look, the Gemara is very clear. Holchim Malchim Shetokin, then Holchim Malchim Shemavarchim. You should go to the place where they're going to blow shofar rather than the place where they're going to say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. And the Gemara says, Pshita, well, that's pretty obvious. Ha deraisa, ha drabanan. Shofros is deraisa. Musaf, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. That's a chiyu drabanan, but it's not if it's a deraisa. The Gemara says, oh, lo tzricha, afagavda, havadev, asafeg. Of course, the chiddush is, let's say you know that one shul has a chazam and Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. The other shul definitely does not have that. They might have a shofar. Even in that case, the Suffolk Daraisa, Suffolk Shofar, even that takes precedence over the Vadai, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofars. Why is the Ramban quoting this halachic discussion? To demonstrate that what? It's going to bring us back to Pshat in the Pasuk and to the Hashkafa of the Pasuk. To demonstrate that what? The Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofars is Rabbanan. It's not Daraisa. So the Ramban says, how does that impact how I interpret the Pasuk? As he just said, it's only an asmachta. The din is not a din daraisa. There's no din daraisa, Rabban says, based on this Gemara. Where is this Gemara? I tell you on the bottom. Lav daf lama dal, the very end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. So you see from that Gemara that the whole institution of Malchus Zichronos and Shofar is only Rabbanan, the way the Ramban reads the Gemara. There are other ways to read the Gemara. But the Ramban reads the Gemara, Malchus Zichronos and Shofar is always entirely Drabbanan. So then that can't be Pshat in the Pasuk. So that's a Chazal Masakin. And then post facto, they said, here's a Pasuk, which sounds a little bit like that Din Drabbanan. That's an Asmachta, not a real Drasha, which generates a Din Daraisa. So then Ramban says, 1 second. The upshot of this halachic conversation for learning Chumash is that we're back to square one. So what does Zichron Truah mean? Now, the fact that it's an unusual phrase, so that gives you room for an asmachta. Once Chazal Masachin did Rabban, it's an asmachta for that. But what shot and pasta?
This pasuk is like the pasuk in Bamidbar Chavtes and Pinchas. Yom Truah Yilachem. What means it's like that? Meaning it's about Tkiyah Shofar. It's not about the Pesukim maybe say. It's about Tkiyah Shofar. Yomar. Shenariah B'yomazeh Yilam L'zitarun L'fnei Hashem. What it means is that the mitzvah to blow. And through the blowing, we're going to be malah zikaron. As the pasuk says later, "Kamo shenemar lahalam, tzukate b'chatzotus, v'yu lachem zikaron fnei elokechem." Pasuk says in Bamidbar Yud, in Baalosa, in the parsha of the chatzotros, the part where they're at that point in Baalosa, right before they actually begin to move. They've been at Har Sinai at that point for almost exactly a year. They came to Rosh Sivan. They travel the following year, Chaf Iyar, a year later minus 10 days. It is at that part of the beginning of Baalos for the final preparations. We're about to go. Moshe Rabbeinu tells his father-in-law Yisroel, "No, Saman Achnu, we're on the way here. Shall come with us." And one of those final preparations, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, fashion chatzotzos. You need a pair of chatzotzos. You're going to use it when you travel. You're going to use it when you go to war. And you're going to use it on the Yamim Tovim. Yom Simchaschem O'adechem Roshei Chatzeichem. The days, by the way, when we say Yalav Yavo. Not Shabbos, but Yom Tov Chol HaMoed and Rosh Chodesh. And in fact, Yalav Yavo is built on that idea. That on those days, as Rabban goes on to quote, V'hayu lachem l'zikaron l'fnei elokeichem. You're going to be mal zikaron before the Rosh Chodesh. And that's exactly what we're saying Yalav Yavo. Yalav Yavo, zichroneinu fiktoneinu. So Yalav Yavo is patterned after the Chatzotzos. Ba'amur Shalom Hashem, Yom Sim Chasmo, Deichu Miskat, Deichu Chatzotzos, Zeh, 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 Zeh. He says, now, is it the exact same thing? It actually sounds pretty similar. It says it. You go Chatzotzos, and it's Mala Zikar before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's Zichron Truah, not that you should talk about the Truah, but that you should blow a Truah in a way that will create Zikar before a Bonesh. Is it the same thing? And he says, no. There, it's in reference to the karma. The Khan, Siva the Trura Stam, the Lord is Ebel Vad. Here it says Trura, and it's without reference to Chatzotzos, and without reference to the karma. The second half of the passage says, Nekrav Tanisha. So he may have Trura goes, Eina Trura Yi. This is not the same as that. This is not the same as that. Shehiba chatzotus al karban. Parshas Baalos, that's a mitzvah on every yomtiv, chalmoed v'shodesh, to blow chatzotus in conjunction with the karbanos hayomtiv, karbanos hamoed. This is separate, as we know. Zos ena al karban, he called him chal Yisrael, v'hiba shofar. He lo tzivau adayim asas chatzotus. I didn't know it's shofar, because chatzotos haven't yet appeared until the Chumash Bamidbar. Stam tov truah v'shofarim. Kama shenar avar to shofar truah. Your default truah is with the shofar, unless otherwise special, right? So that's what we have here. Then Rambam says, one second. Now that we've gone through all this analysis of the pasuk, what have we come to, Rambam says? Rambam is of the opinion, again, some disagree with it. Rambam is of the opinion that Malchus upon the shofar is purely drabanan. The Gemara says drabanan, but it should be noted, the Gemara says drabanan without shofar. So just say Malchus upon the shofar without a shofar is drabanan. Rambam assumes that means even with a shofar.
It's not even a daraisa enhancement of shofar. So on that assumption, he says, so Zichron Truah is not referencing the enhancement of shofar through psukim. Instead, it's referencing the impact of shofar. And Parshas Pinchas, that's what he said. It is like Parshas Pinchas. It's talking about the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. It's not talking about Seder Machzor on Shofars. Now, the obvious problem is, so why is it said twice? And the answer is, well, here it's Zichron. What does Zichron mean? That's the impact of Shofar. And what's the significance of that? So Rabban says, now that we've worked out what this pasuk means, it's similar to Chatzotzos, but not the same, only on Rosh Hashanah. And on the other hand, all over the world, not just when you're bringing a carbon on Yom Tov. Rabban says, now, this enables me to solve a deep, dark mystery of Rosh Hashanah, which Rabban is more dramatic about elsewhere. We have in the Kisei Rabban, they have the drasha of Rosh Hashanah. Rabban came to Akko, he was one of the Rishonim who made Aliyah, and he apparently, I think it was the first Rosh Hashanah he was in Eretz Yisrael, he gave a very lengthy drasha. If he gave this in a single sitting, as Rabbi Shechter puts it, he had remarkably patient Baal Batim. Because if that was a single shear, it must have been many hours long. Now, on the other hand, they were remarkably patient Baal Batim. They also had the opportunity to hear a shear from the mouth of the Ramban. But he has a marech, tremendously, and gorgeous. The Drasha of Rosh Hashanah, he talks about a Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and he also talks about the Hashkafa of Rosh Hashanah. One of the things he points out is one of the deep, dark mysteries of Rosh Hashanah is it never says in the Chumash, it's Yom HaDin. If I ask you what's Rosh Hashanah about, you say, yes, it's Yom HaDin. Shteinisht. Doesn't say a word about that. Where in Chumash does it say that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin? The Mishnayos tell us. Even the Mishnayos don't begin with Yom HaDin. That's what Rechinov points out. You look at the first... The Mishnah is the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, the first thing that's the beginning of the year, one of the Rosh Hashanim. And number two, Mishnah tells us we get the Daf Tazayin, it's one of the Yemei Hadin. So the Tanam are very clear that it's Yom Hadin. Where is it in Chumash? It says you blow a shofar, okay. Who says that has to do with Yom Hadin? Where in the Chumash does it say it's Yom Hadin? So it could be, okay, maybe it's entirely Torah Shel Peh. Certainly a possibility. There are aspects of Torah that are entirely Torah Shel Peh. We usually call that the Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai. Okay, so maybe the notion of Rosh Hashanah's Yom HaDin maybe is a Halacha Moshe Mi'Sinai, Hashkafa Moshe Mi'Sinai, maybe. It says, but it's a little surprising. And you may never even have thought about it because you just took it as a Dabar Pasha. Rosh Hashanah's Yom HaDin. It's absolutely true. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, to be clear. But where does it say in the Chumash? Does it say in the Chumash? Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's purely Torah Shel Peh. Maybe it's not a concept in Torah Shel Bechtav at all. Says the Ramban. He doesn't necessarily raise a question directly, but I think that's what he's grappling with over the next couple of months. We're going to learn together. In another 5-6 lines, he's going to get to Kabbalah. At that point, that's going to be our cue to close the safe. But let's read the next movement. Up until now, he's been dealing with the language of the Psukim, Parshanut, and Halacha. And specifically, he wasn't interested so much in Halacha per se, as much as what the Halacha indicates about the Parshanut. Now he moves to where the Parshanut may be in terms of Machshav, in terms of Machshav. Lo pirish akasav tama mitzah zos lo mahatrua. The Torah didn't tell me why we blow, it just said that we should blow. Here in MR, and later in Pinchas. It's a day to blow. But lama nitzar, so there's a clue here, Yonav and Pinchas, which is a zikaron. What the shofar accomplishes is a zikaron. The Torah didn't explain, lama nitzar zikaron of Hashem b'yom hazeh, yoser mishar hayamim. Why does Rosh Hashanah need zikaron more than any other day? Lami yitzaveh liyosem mikra kodesh klal. Why is this a Yom Tov? The Torah explains why Pesach is Yom Tov. The Torah explains why Shavuos is Yom Tov. The Torah explains why Sukkot is Yom Tov. Yom Kippur. Well, the Torah does not explain why Shmini Atzeres is Yom Tov, other than calling it an Atzeres, which Rashi has what to say about later on in MR. And how about Rosh Hashanah? The Torah never tells you why is it a Yom, why is it a Mikra Kodesh? Why is it a Yom Tov? Aval mipnei shehu b'chadsho shel Yom HaKippurim. Now the truth is, this sort of is the answer. In other words, well, the Torah tells me this is a day that needs zikaron. We have a unique mitzvah that we only practice once a year because we need zikaron. So the Torah isn't giving me the full story, but there's a clue here. Something's going on today for which Zikaron is particularly critical. So we would just say, okay, it's Yom HaDin. Rabban says it a little with more nuance. What do we know in the Chumash about HaKadosh Baruch Hu judging us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacting with us vis-a-vis our Averis and Mitzvahs? Yom Kippur, right? The Psukim are very clear in the next paragraph in Emor. The Psukim say a lot of mitzvahs, inui, and so on and so over, and the Karbanos, and not doing Mulach. And Torah says, Ki Yom Kippur mulchaper lechem v'nei Hashem l'keichem. The Torah tells me more than once, this is a day of Kapara. The v'nei Hashem titaru elsewhere. The Torah speaks that it's a day of v'nei Hashem, and it's a day of Kapara. So once I know that later in the month is the day of Kapara, this is an interesting way of thinking about it. It's the Rosh Chodesh of Yom Kippur. Tishrei is the month of Yom Kippur. This is the beginning of the month of Yom Kippur. We think of Nisan as the month of Pesach, the Chodesh HaGeula, which is it is. He says we should also think of Chodesh HaShvi as it's the month of Yom Kippur. Think about it, Yom Kippur is always the center. Everything else, in a certain sense, revolves around it. Certainly, Rosh Hashanah is the preliminary to Yom Kippur. This is the beginning of the month that ultimately brings me to Yom Kippur. It's in the month of Yom Kippur, Rosh HaChodesh. This is Rosh Chodesh of Chodesh HaKippurim. Nireh Shebo Yiyadin Lefan V'Yizbarach. So now we can start triangulating. If we know that the need for Zikaron, and we know that this is the beginning of the month that leads us to Kapara, to a day dedicated to Kapara, that's where you see, putting the clues together, it must be Nire Shebo Yiyadin Lefan V'Yizbarach. It must be that this is a Yom HaDin. Kivam Yadin Amim. Rosh Hashanah Yeshev L'Kisei Shofet Tzedek. Rosh Hashanah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we describe him as sitting and judging straight, B'Tzedek, B'Din, as opposed to the rachamim that comes after. The Acher came by Seres Hayamim Yisal Peshav Adav. There's a movement from din to rachamim. They begin with din in the sense of judgment, also in the sense of midas hadin, of strict, straight up, what ought to be. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over the course of the 10 days from Hashanah Yom Kippur, injects rachamim. By Seres Hayamim Yisal Peshav Adav. We were talking the other day about the fact that the Mesillas Yesharim explains deeper into the Sefer the notion of tshuva, that tshuva works, specifically that tshuva works to attain kapara. So that's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's willing to make the, to equate akiras ha ratzon with akiras ha ma'asa. If you I can't undo what I did. I did it yesterday. It's a law of thermodynamics. Time flows in one direction. There's no way to go backwards in time and redo what I did directly, physically. But with one thing, I can't undo the action, but I can undo the desire. I can wish I had never wanted. I can wish I had never done it. At the time yesterday, I wanted to do an Adair and I did the Adair. Now I wish I had not done the Adair. That's Akira Saratza. That I can do. I can be open in my Ratza. The Ramchal Nusach is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas HaRachamim, is to consider Akiras HaRatzon equivalent to Akiras HaMaaseh. That's a big jump. That's Chaz De Hashem. Not Stam, we'll just forget about your Avera, but we'll accept Akiras HaRatzon as an Akiras HaMaaseh. The whole notion of Kaparas HaVonis, of Tshuva, is one of the great Chastanim of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to try again. Second chances. That's an incredible chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's belief in us, that we're worth investing in, we're worth having another chance. And it's an incredible chesed. So, and that's the interplay of din and rachamim. Rosh Hashanah is, let's see things as they are. Rosh Hashanah is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reviews, as it were, what has our Tavshin Ayin test been? What have we done? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us that Tavshin Ayin test. He gave us a year, 12, 13 months of life. What do we do with it? How did he invested life in us? How did the investment turn out? No, probably ups and downs. We did some, we accomplished certain things we can be very proud of, some meaningful things with the year that he gave us, and then we did certain things that we're not so proud of. So that's din. That's zikara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a human metaphor. It's an anthropomorphism. But it's, when a human being remembers things, and you're reviewing in your head what happened in the past. It's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to remember the sense of he forgot, he's going to remember. But that's a, we're using human terms to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like any metaphor for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it does capture, to say that Zmal Zikaron means that the shofar speaks to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this day is, as it were, reviewing where we have been and what we have done with the last year of our lives. That's din. That's things as they are. And then, that's Zichron Trua. That's exactly what it means. Zichron Trua comes in advance of Yom Kippur. L'chaper Aleichem. Because over the course of the 10 days, that bridge for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Yislafesh Avada. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu injects Rachamim and is thinking about, okay, how are we going to, what's the response to this din going to be? Here's what it is. Here are the facts of what you and I and he and she have done with the Tafshinai test that Rebbeinu Shlom was good enough to give us. And then we have process and a trail to Kapara. Yislafesh Avada. Ramaz HaKasuv HaInyan. He says, and here he ends the element that's al seder nigla, that's al derech nigla. He says the Torah here is being merameis to that which we know. What does that mean? Kasher noda b'Yisrael, as is known in the Jewish people from the neviim and the avos hakadoshim. In other words, he's saying the idea of Yom HaDin is part of Torah Shvah Peh. We have a very, very strong masorah going back to Moshe Rabbeinu and perhaps even beforehand, sounds like, to the notion that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. The truth is, as we had chances to talk about the other week, Rosh Hashanah goes back, commemorates two events from Chumash Bereishis. It commemorates Chazal, and there's the one approach in Chazal, the dominant approach in Chazal, understands that that the first Rosh Hashanah of human history was the sixth day of Bria, which was the original mitzvah, chet, din, and onesh. The Rishon was given a mitzvah not to eat tzadas. They did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged them and told them, you're going to have to leave Gan Eden. That's event number one. That's being commemorated Rosh Hashanah. And as we had a chance to talk about this past Matzah Shabbos, it also, according to the Vilna Gaon, commemorates the bracha that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov. Rechaz rech b'nik recha ser sheberchu Hashem. Yaakov Avinu walks in smelling like a holy apple orchard. That's the way the Vilna Gaon puts the pieces together. Some Midrashim, because Midrashim understand that the bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov happened in Rosh Hashanah. Some Midrashim have other days, but some say it was Rosh Hashanah. Vilna Gaon thinks Dar Pashat. V'hayiv Rosh Hashanah Kayadua. And he says, Yitzchak smells the smell of Gan Eden. Yaakov came back to Gan Eden. Adam was kicked out of Gan Eden, Rosh Hashanah. And Yaakov, Yitzchak noticed on Rosh Hashanah that Yaakov had come back to Gan Eden. He had reconnected with Gan Eden, and that became clear in Rosh Hashanah. And that's, Vilna Gaon says, that's why we have the apple on the table. The honey is Shana Tova Mesukah. But the apple, the Vilna Gaon says, is because, and that's a reference to the smell. It's primarily the smell of the apple. That's what Yitzchak smelled when Yaakov walked in. The ethereal smell of the apples of Gan Eden. Chakal Tapuch and Kaddishim. So he says, Rosh Hashanah already commemorates two different events from the days of Chumash Bereishis. That's what he says. This goes back, we have a Masorah going back to the Avos and to the Nevi'im, that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. So it's well expressed in the Torah Shvah Peh, but there is also, it's not only Torah Shvah Peh. And as is the case with many concepts, both in Halacha and Hashkafa, there's a remez to it in the Chumash, and it's expanded upon the Torah Shvah Peh. So here you have it. Zich, if we just say Yom Teruah and Parshas Pinchas, we don't know what to do with it. We have Zichron Teruah, the day that requires Zikaron, which is Din, thinking about, Kadosh Baruch Hu thinking about reviewing what we have done, and it leads up to Yom Kippur. So you put the pieces together, clearly it's Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin, when the shofar hopefully will help us to be zocha in that din, and to be zocha to the kapara opportunities that Aseres Mitzvah presents us with. We should talk to be zocha to kabbalas tefillos.